Well, once again, it takes the murders of a woman and her children at the hands of their partner and their father to highlight Australia's domestic violence problem and a system that still falls short on protection. Demand frequently outstrips available spaces at women's shelters. In places, it's by a multiple of four. And PM has learned that some women are turning to online groups for help getting money to escape violent partners. Rhett Burney has the story.
Aman Abrahimzadeh's father was violent and controlling, beating him, his two sisters and their mother Zara for years. But in 2009, finally, a small window of opportunity to escape his abusive clutches opened up and the family fled.
When you have a man, in this case my dad, when he turned around and he said, when you least expect it, I'm going to lock you all in this house and burn the house down. When you have a threat like that thrown at you by someone that you call dad, by someone that that you love and you care for, and they're supposed to love you and care for you, we really had no other option but to pack our bags and leave.
With no money for accommodation, the family lived in their car, and it took months for them to get back on their feet. Then on March 21, 2010, Aman Abrahimzadeh's father tracked down his mother Zara at a Persian New Year celebration and stabbed her to death in front of hundreds of others. The now 31-year-old Adelaide man has since dedicated his life to campaigning against domestic violence. He says one of the biggest issues facing women who are trying to flee violence is money or lack thereof it.
My mum barely spoke any English and she was unemployed. So money and finances were a huge issue for us, and it became a huge barrier for us.
And it's for that reason that Aman Abrahimzadeh says he's not surprised to hear that some women experiencing domestic violence are now turning to online support groups to help pay for them to get away from an abusive partner. PM has spoken to a member of a mother's group on Facebook, which was initially set up to connect new mums. But over the past year, four of its members have been forced to flee violent partners. The group decided to set up what it calls a GoFund. Each member donated what they could until the fund hit a couple of $1,000s. If a woman needs to leave, she can access the money immediately to pay for things like accommodation and food. Aman Abrahimzadeh says the group's actions are commendable, but it highlights a gap in support for domestic violence victims.
Even though it's pleasing to hear that this community has come together and they are supporting one another, It's sad that the government isn't able to step in and provide that sort of support.
Annabelle Daniel is the CEO of Women's Community Shelters New South Wales. She says more women are looking for help in online groups.
In every Facebook mothers group around the country, there have, you know, certainly from what I've seen, there have been similar, you know, questions, calls for help.
And Annabelle Daniel says that isn't necessarily a bad thing.
What is absolutely wonderful about this is that it's about women helping women and doing immediately very, very practical things.
But she says there are cracks in the system that are letting women down.
For every bed that we have available, we receive between three and four requests for it. There is actually a desperate need to be able to support more women and provide more safe crisis accommodation.
Currently, funding for domestic violence support and shelters falls to the responsibility of state governments. Annabelle Daniel thinks a national approach could help save more women and children. Aman Abrahimzadeh says that could be modelled on state-based programs that have been successful in closing the gap in support. But he says there's a long way to go.
We as a society should be doing better. I guess, you know, whether if it's the state government or federal government, should be doing more to help out vulnerable members of the community.
Aman Abrahimzadeh speaking with our reporter, Rhett Burney.